Good morning, and welcome to this week's episode of Trending. I'm your host, Ben Rogers. One of my favorite topics to discuss is leadership. We have often mentioned it on this show and even had on a guest that discussed leadership training his agency does across the state. Well, today, I want to highlight leadership training that is happening right here in Putnam County. And I also want to highlight the person who is responsible for the program and all the great things she is doing for our community. The program is Leadership Putnam, and Jenny Spurlock is the brilliant mind behind it. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning, Ben.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm good. Thank you for being here. I know it's early, but I appreciate you taking the time and just being with us and talking about what you do and what all this. I mean, this is such a good thing in our community that's available to people, because the chamber is more than just the Chamber of Commerce, where business is going, focuses industry and business and retail and recruiting and tourism. It's also about development.
Absolutely.
And that's why you're here, because in my mind, you're one of the best public servants we have in the area, trying to help people develop themselves and grow as individuals, not only for themselves, but for our community.
Absolutely, yes.
Because our community is so wonderful and strong and so brilliant. We have so many brilliant people here that are part of this community and what makes it successful, and you're a part of that, so I appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate being here. Thank you.
Good deal. I want to get into Leadership Putnam, and I'm excited to hear about it, because honestly, I want to be a part of that program one day. And actually, years ago, probably when I moved back from Nashville, I guess that was 2006, I knew that was, I think it was going on then, and or maybe there was some form of it. I wasn't a commissioner yet, but I wanted to try to get involved. It just never happened. I never just took the commitment to do it. But when did Leadership Putnam start?
The first Leadership Putnam class was 1995.
Okay.
It has been almost every year. There have been a few years that it did not make for different reasons, and I'll explain that in a little bit.
Sure.
But I am currently leading the 28th class of Leadership Putnam.
28th class. Wow. Do you know roughly how many people have went through Leadership Putnam?
As of the end of 2020, the class of 2020, of course, we're in the class of 2021 right now, and I'll be happy to sign you up today for 2022.
There we go.
There have been approximately 670 alumni, which is pretty impressive.
That is.
With the 28th class, there have been at least 116 group projects which have impacted the community through those years. And the classmates are required to do 20 individual points. And if you multiply that times the 670, that means that there have been 13,440 individual points or individual projects completed by the class of Leadership Putnam.
Oh, wow. So, and I want to definitely dive into the program, but 670 people has been through. That's a lot of people in this community.
That's a tremendous amount.
Yeah, that's learned and grown from this. You don't have any idea how many people went through the very first one, do you?
Yes, a full class is 24.
Okay.
So the first class was a full 24-person class, and actually Joe Albright, Bob Bell, some of those great leaders formulated and got Leadership Putnam going in 95.
Oh, wow. Well, of course, I've worked with Dr. Bell. He was my dean when I started Tech, dean of business, and then became my president, my junior year at Tech. So I got to work with him in two formats, and I've had him on here as well. Just a great man. He's been a great servant for this area too. So the reason I asked about the first class, I didn't know if it had grown exponentially, but it's been about a 24 person. It
pretty much the bylaws state that a full class is 24.
Okay.
That seems to be the good number, the right number to have without it getting too large and giving everybody a good opportunity. But yes, it continues to be 24 as a full class.
So has the dynamics of the program, has it changed from its inception in 95 to now? Is it, and what I mean by dynamics as far as time commitment, a schedule, has it always been a year-long program?
Yes, it's a nine-month program.
Okay, 9 months. Okay.
And the dynamics, really, the program is set, pretty much a set agenda each month for 9 months. And it covers, we'll go over that, it covers a whole lot of different areas. But the program pretty much stays the same, because we want to focus every year on education, healthcare, human needs and services, environment, agriculture, those quality of life. Those are just some of the program days that we experience.
So, and before we get into that details, and I'm glad you mentioned that, what kind of participant do y'all look for that when you set out a class every year, because you've had 670 come through, Do y'all screen anybody? I hate to use the word screen, but what kind of participant are y'all looking for?
The kind of participant we want is somebody that wants to be invested in this community. It might be somebody that just moved here and knows nothing about Putnam County and Cookeville, or it might be somebody like myself who's lived here their entire lives, but they want to get more in tune and invested and find out where they can fit in the community and where they can serve.
Sure.
Every year, I have people that have lived here forever who'll say, oh, my goodness, I had no idea this happened in Cookeville, Tennessee. I had no idea this happened in Putnam County.
Right.
I have people that have run for commissioner because they went to a city-county government day
and
said, that's something I want to do. That's where I can give my time. So we really work hard to get people who want to be invested in the community. And honestly, you have to be 18 or older, work or live in Putnam County, and outside of that, you are eligible.
Okay.
And the only time there would be, and it wouldn't really be a screening, but the only time that we would have to sort through in the event that we have more than 24 to apply for a class, then we have to go through a process of, okay, we need to put this person maybe on a waiting list for next year because they were the last one to come in.
Sure.
But we just want to look for people that are motivated and want to improve the community.
So you don't discount elected official. I'd have a chance.
Yes, sir. You would have. We don't discount anybody.
Well,
we don't discount anybody. We want a diverse group of people who are dedicated.
Sometimes we commissioners can get off track of what we're there for, and you may look and say, we don't need that person. But I'm glad to know you give me a chance.
Yes, we would.
So, and the participants, of course, 18 and older, and live and work in Putnam County. Live or work. Okay, live or work.
Yes.
And I'm just repeating that so people that are listening and may say, hey, I want to do this. Live or work in Putnam County, 18 years old. And the only reason you might not get in when you want is maybe full.
Maybe full and try again next year.
So you put on a waiting list and try again next year. Is there an enrollment cost or a fee to go through leadership Putnam?
Yes, there is a tuition. The 9-month tuition is $700.
Okay.
There's a $10 application fee that's non-refundable. But basically for $710, that is 9 months of the program and everything that's involved with that. It's all the meals. It's all the travel. It's anything that we do is covered in your $700 tuition.
Now, I think I've seen some groups go down to the legislature maybe for a day on the Hill.
We do that every year. That's our state government day. That's in March. And I don't know what that'll look
that's
like
what
this
I was about
year.
To, that was my next question.
Everything looks a little differently this year, but we're making it work. And I'm just so thrilled that we're being able to do the things we're doing. I wasn't even sure a class would make this year with what was going on.
Right.
And that was breaking my heart because I love it so much and it's such a good experience. So,
let's talk about that. How's COVID affected us?
Well, COVID did not affect enrollment.
Okay.
People jumped in with both feet, and this year we have a class of 20.
Wow. Okay.
And so there didn't seem to be a lot of fear about going into the program.
Sure.
Of course, we guaranteed them that we would practice as much safety precaution as we possibly could, and things would look a little differently. For example, we always start the year with an overnight retreat, and it's a group building and orientation retreat.
Right.
For years, we've had that at the retreat at Center Hill Lake in Smithville. Well, of course, that could not happen this year.
Right.
One of our wonderful board members and leaders in this community, Kevin Bowling, has Ebenezer Acres, and he graciously allowed us to use his facility for the retreat. We were able to social distance. We were able to follow all the rules. We actually could have all 20 people could have social distanced and spent the night and slept there because he can sleep 50 people in his little cot kind of areas.
Right.
And somebody told a scary story late that night before we dismissed and everybody went home. So
who is the guilty person on that? Are you going
to? No, I'm not going to mention it.
All right,
but including myself. I was like, I just think I'll drive right on home tonight. It was very dark out there. But anyway, everybody was back the next morning at 8 o'clock, and we had a wonderful retreat there. So we were able to make that happen. The first program day of the year is always healthcare day, and we would typically spend that touring the hospital the majority of the day, listening to their leadership, going to the health department, going to EMS. So I started talking with groups of people and saying, okay, we've got to do this differently. We can have it upstairs at the chamber or at the Leslie Town Center. We can social distance, but how are we going to do this? Dr. Tony Hudson always participates on our healthcare day. He's amazing. He came and spoke. And then we were, oh my goodness, I feel like we're such a special group and we were so honored. We actually had a panel to come speak to the group. It was called Leadership Amid Chaos. The panel was led by Brandon Smith. Mm-hmm. We had Lisa Bumbelow there from the health department. We had Captain Evans from the police department. We had Mr. Darren Ford from EMS. We had Randy Porter. We had a representation from all this wonderful leadership that brought us through all these terrible things we've experienced this year. And I get cold chills thinking about it.
Sure.
Because they literally had not all been together since they had gone through all of this experience.
Right.
And their emotion and their dedication was just unbelievable. So that was our education day was wonderful. And I wish everybody had been able to hear that.
That's good. And that's important for people going through this program or anybody that's in Putnam County to get that access or get that availability to hear that they're available to hear that, because that was such a bad time. We're just tip of the iceberg on Leadership Putnam. So when we come back next segment, I want to continue talking about that. I'm Ben Rogers, and I'm visiting with Jenny Spurlock from the Chamber. She is the leader of the Leadership Putnam. She's over Leadership Putnam, and it's a great program, and we'll talk more when we come back. Welcome back to Trending. This is Ben Rogers visiting with Jenny Spurlock from the Chamber. She is leading the Leadership Putnam cohorts every year, and she's doing a great job. And we're just got into what that program is. And one of the things you mentioned before we left, Jenny, was the healthcare day that y'all had. And you had all the people that were so involved and so instrumental in the tornado recovery.
Yes.
And Brandon Smith was your contact person. He got together.
Fantastic.
So tell me about the rest of that day. I know they got together and spoke, but tell me about the rest of that day.
Well, they actually spoke for about two and a half hours. At the end of that time, we had lunch delivered, and so this is just an example of how COVID can impact your day. We had a wonderful afternoon planned with representatives from YMCA and Premier Pilates and other people. We were going to take a healthcare selfie to look at ourselves. And unfortunately, about the time lunch was delivered, Amy New, our present CEO, got a text from Stephen Crook, one of our employees, and said he and his wife had tested positive. So, of course, we'd all been together. And the beautiful thing was I had all the experts in the room. So I went straight to Lisa Bumbelow and said, what do we do? Do I cancel the rest of the day? She said, you cancel the day. Chamber needs to go home and quarantine for 14 days and get tested. We did do that. The good news was none of the rest of us tested positive. We're back in the office now. But that's just a little example of how COVID can come in and impact any particular
thing. And I'd asked you about being on, I think maybe a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
And you said, hey, I can't now. I'm quarantined, but glad you're here now. So,
Thank you.
COVID is, as we talked about, since COVID's happened on the show, it's affected pretty much everything we're doing in life. And it's had an effect on what the good things the Chamber's doing, especially with this program. But you keep on. You continue on.
Yes, sir.
And you're finding a way to do Leadership Putnam. And you talked about the initial retreat.
Yes.
Which is supposed to be usually normally an overnight. Then how often, it's 9 months again, just remind you, it's a 9 month program, but how often does the group meet?
We have the overnight retreat typically in September. The first class will be October. So we meet once a month, October through May. Graduation's typically end of May or 1st of June. And it's a 1 day a month obligation. And it is an obligation. You're only able to miss 9 hours of the program and still graduate.
Okay.
Of course, we, this past year, for 2020, we had to make some exceptions because of COVID, of course. So we're giving those class members that maybe missed some days last year an opportunity to join us this year to make that up.
Okay.
And so it's typically an 8 hour day, starting at 8 a.m, ending at 5 p.m.
Okay.
Other than our state government day, LP on the Hill, that's typically a longer day, and we really enjoy that too. So, but yeah, it's 1 day a month. So we make sure that at the retreat you get all the dates so that you can plan your work, your scheduling, and you can make sure that you can meet the commitment.
I was about to say, I'm sure the participants get the schedule or the calendar up front so they know if they can continue to commit. So I think that's great. I'm, of course, as I said, I'm interested. And I've been through a leadership class with the Institute for Public Service at the University of Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And normally that program is a 2 year long program, but they meet once a quarter. So basically they're meeting 4 times a year. When I went through it, and this was pre-COVID, but we had to scale it down to 12 months. So we met every other month, and we went across Tennessee with all the campuses for the University of Tennessee, which include the Space Institute, which was really cool, by the way.
Yes.
That's a typical, what you're telling me is a typical schedule and time commitment for leadership programs, really good ones too, because it takes time.
Yes, it does.
If you want to get anything out of it, you're going to have to commit some time to it.
Absolutely.
And be willing to be present and do the things you need to do to be effective once you leave. So I love the one I went through. I'm also going through a certified public manager course now, which incorporates a lot of leadership mm-hmm. skills into it. And it's once a month for 12 months. It's an 8-hour day. So 8-hour day per month for 12 months. So very similar.
Very similar, yes.
And we're actually wrapping that up in January. So I'm almost completed that. But I love the leadership process and these cohorts or these trainings or sessions. I like to call them cohorts because you are coming together with people with like minds goals, I should say.
And you're making lifetime friendships and lifetime connections. It just thrills my heart every year to see at the end of the program year how connected these people are, how they've been able to help each other in business. I had one classmate tell me what this program has given me is a village to help me personally and professionally that they did not have. I had another classmate tell me this program has my wife and I were thinking of moving because we really didn't know where we fit in here. And he said, after Leadership Putnam, I know where I'm needed and we're going to get in the community. So, you know, those are huge things.
Yeah. And I actually, I think it was Jackson County now, their leadership group probably 7-8 years ago, I did a presentation for them mm-hmm. on county government mm-hmm. because I got a contact from the mayor or somebody there and said, hey, you're our CTAS guy. We know you know county government. Their leadership program in Jackson County is wanting a session. And I think we only did like 2 hours, you know, mm-hmm. but I did a 2-hour session on county government. So that's these people that are coming are learning all about city, county government. And you said healthcare because we have a hospital
healthcare.
Here, and I think that's so important for them to understand the relationship between the hospital and the city and mm-hmm. and the board and how that works. And so y'all go through all that.
We go through all of that.
Any other highlights throughout those 9 months that you can think of that the participants will encounter?
Every program day has great information, and I really love the our business and economic development day. We go around and visit large and small businesses, find out that we did not know that all the stuff was going on in Putnam County, that we have businesses that are selling like James Bond kind of spy equipment all over the world here. We have businesses that have one of their parts on the Minuteman missile. I'm not supposed to know that, so don't tell anybody because I'll be in trouble. So, you know, it's just some amazing things we find out every time we have a class. I love human needs and services, too, because – that's kind of a little bit of a somber day because of what we're dealing with, but it's so eye opening and people all of a sudden go, oh my goodness, if I'll just do this to help, I can help here. I can help there. This is what's going on with domestic violence. This is what's happening in our community.
Right.
So every program day has something that'll usually make you really stop and think. So
and when you get ready for the program, what's the reaction from maybe the businesses you mentioned and the people that are doing the domestic stuff? What's been their reaction? They're glad to help?
They are so glad to help. And a majority of the business owners and leaders in the community have been through Leadership Putnam.
Right.
So they have a love for it anyway. But no, I never get turned down. It's just like I'm planning Education Day right now for next month. And the response has been phenomenal. And a big part of that day is Tennessee Tech. And thank you, Michael Akins. You're amazing. And so he's got a great panel being set up for me on that day. And we're actually going to do things a little different for Education Day. We can't take 20 people in and tour schools or tour, you know, tech. But Allison Boshears, who is our communications mm-hmm. director at the Chamber, who's awesome, she and I are actually going to go out and we're going to do some filmed tours with some of the principals, with some of the staff, and the rest will be Zoom or that type of meeting. And so we're going to make it happen.
That sounds great, actually. I think it's amazing how everybody's adjusting to COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain things we had to quit, for sure. There's mm-hmm. certain things that just stopped.
Mm-hmm.
But for public service didn't stop.
No.
We had personally, my institute, my agency had to stop with personal visits in the courthouse, but my service didn't stop and the chamber didn't stop. So you're still providing a service. It's just a different way of doing it. So we've had to adjust. We've had to diversify. Mm-hmm. We've probably had to include people we never thought of asking the help that maybe wasn't necessary before. So I appreciate not only this community, but everybody trying to adjust to what's going on, because we got to move on.
We've got to have a tiny bit of normalcy.
We do. We do. So the leadership Putnam's, I think, just amazing. I can't wait to get in. So if you want to sign me up, you can.
Okay.
For the next class. And that works out
sounds
good
awesome.
Because that will start next September.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I can make that work. We'll talk about that.
Okay.
But because I'll be out of my other one in January. And one thing similar, I was going to say similar to mine, we have a capstone project we have to do for the certified public manager. Do y'all have a project, a group project, they're required to do at Leadership Putnam before it's completed?
Yes. Actually, we divide the class into four different project groups. And the way we determine those project groups is with several personality tests that we do, because mm-hmm. you don't want all type A people in one group and
right.
all type B. So we do a thing called your true colors, you may or may not be familiar with. And by the time we go through that and a couple of other little personality things, it's very evident who's who, what their style is. So at the overnight retreat, excuse me, after the class has done all their stuff and their group building, gone to bed, I'll be in the room setting those groups.
Right.
And once those groups are set, they're announced, and then that group immediately gets together and starts talking about possible projects. So this year, I've gotten some really great ideas that they've offered up. I ask them to give me three project ideas, and then I get to choose which one I want them to do.
Right.
So we've got some great things coming up this year. I'll tell you, I went out Saturday. My 2020 class is completing their project right now, and the Green Team. And they have completely refurbished the press box at the Jerry Whitson Adult and Youth Field.
Oh, okay.
And that I lived my life there between
right.
watching my little brother play, my son play.
Right.
I was out there all the time, and so it's very dear to my heart. But it's unbelievable what they have done. I went
wow.
out and took them pizza Saturday and took some pictures. The press box, the upstairs press box, has got some hardwood laminate on the floor that's
sure.
been donated. It's all been painted. Herman, Cameron Rudd and his son actually came, and President Herman came and installed garage doors in the press box that can just be easily opened. The upstairs could actually be a little apartment. It's amazing. We've had Stovers that donated the flooring. We've had other people donate the roofing. We've had someone donate a hot water heater. It's going to be phenomenal.
Wow.
So that's just one example
okay.
of a group project
okay.
that impacts so many people.
And when we come back, I want you to give me a couple more that's happened in the
absolutely.
Past, if that's
yes.
okay. You're listening to Trending. This has been Rogers. I'm delighted to have Jeannie Spurlock with the Chamber with me today, and we'll continue discussing Leadership Putnam when we come back in just a moment. Welcome back to Trending. This has been Rogers. Thank you so much for listening. I have Jeannie Spurlock with me today, and we're halfway through, and she's been great for talking about Leadership Putnam, and we're not quite done yet. She was talking about, Jeannie, you were talking about before we left, the project the class of 2020 is working on. What other projects have the previous classes done that stuck out in your mind?
Okay, let's see. Just since I have this is my, let's see, this is 2000, so this is my fifth class that I've gotten to direct. And in those 5 years, you may have noticed the dumpsters that are recyclable on the rail trail. Those were Leadership Putnam project 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They raised the money. They got them installed. They worked with the city, got the permits to do it. And so there were no trash cans on that trail. Now there are. It can be anything as big as years ago. A lot of people don't know that Cityscape was originally a Leadership Putnam project.
Really? No, I did not know that.
So there are the big projects, and then there are the ones like 2 or 3 years ago, one of my classes went to Baxter Primary School, and the restrooms were just really, the paint was all peeling, the stalls were rusty, it was just, you know,
mm-hmm.
in bad repair.
Mm-hmm.
my class went in on a weekend and sanded and stripped and painted. And you would have thought those children had a new school. So it can be anything, but they're all impactful. Those are just a few of them. Goodness, like I said, last year we had a group project They raised $1,000 for Friends Feeding Friends and went and helped pack boxes of food to deliver. And those are just some of the examples. But there have been huge projects. They've been little ones, but they've all been impactful.
And impactful is the key word. And the leadership program is impacting individuals for them to grow and be better, but they're also, these individuals are also impacting the community by these projects.
Yes, and I think it also, what it does for the individuals that are working on these projects, I know for myself, I think we all want to be part of something bigger than ourselves, and we can't do it alone.
Right.
And this goes back to when I owned my store for 20 years. You know, we would use my store, which was J.J. Jack's gift shop, and we would use my store just as the vessel with the help of the community to do amazing things. We raised $15,000 one summer to dig wells in Kenya. I actually won a contest out of the whole United States and got to travel to Kenya to see
wow.
my well dug.
Wow.
And then we continued to do that every year with projects locally to childhood diabetes, the Cancer Care Center, the ranch. I mean, we every year, and the joy that gives an individual who couldn't go out and redo a press box on their own or couldn't go, being part of something bigger than yourself, that's such a, it's just a good fuzzy feeling.
Yeah. And so something similar again, through the Leadership Academy I went through with University of Tennessee, we had a project we had to do. And as similar to you, similar to Leadership Putnam, they pitched three projects. We pitched mm-hmm. three projects and we picked one. And the one we ended up going with was an employee assistance program.
Mm-hmm.
The state of Tennessee has one. The state of Tennessee has an employee assistance program for state employees that may need some financial help or something in a time of need. An example is when the flood hit in 2010 in Nashville, you know, that one of our employees lost it. Him and his wife lost their home. It was on the Cumberland River and just basically flooded. Well, we didn't have that program in place. Well, the state of Tennessee did, and they were able to help some employees that were affected by the flood. Well, in 2018 now, I guess it is, when our Leadership Academy concluded, we put together an employee assistance program through the University of Tennessee's Institute for Public Service. So it affects those 150 or so employees within the Institute. And I had to do a presentation. I was part of the presentation to the CFO, University mm-hmm. of Tennessee campus, and our VP, saying why we want to do it. And he's like, well, why do you want to do this? And I said, we want to help people. Mm-hmm. Good Lord put us on this earth to help and to serve. So I know you can't talk religion in school now, especially on a college campus, it seems. But I looked at him and said, we're here to help. Mm-hmm. And so we want to be able to offer an outlet for our coworkers, the people we work with every day, that we're, you know, the people I'm serving with every day to make this state better. We want to give them an opportunity to find something if they're in need. And it could be groceries, paying a utility bill, whatever.
Yes.
And so we set this thing up, and there was 14 members, I think, in my Leadership Academy. And the only requirement was we all had to pledge $150 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how we got started.
Yes.
And so that was something we were very excited about. We don't know how many, it's kind of private, but I don't know how many people have access to the fund, but I know it's available. So very similar. I think it's important for these leadership cohorts to have a group project.
Yes.
Not only to build camaraderie and that professionalism development, but to help.
Absolutely.
To provide a public service. So I love it. And speaking of leadership, we're going to continue on. What are some of your, you've been doing this 5 years now, you said?
Yes, this is my fifth leadership.
And you ran a business.
Yes, for 20 years.
So you've been a leader.
Yes.
What are some of your favorite leadership styles? What are some of the styles you've seen that you really like?
Well, my favorite leadership style is, it's kind of contradictory, I guess, because I just think leadership is having a servant's heart.
Mm-hmm.
It's having a servant's heart and being willing to do whatever needs to be done, even if you're at the top. You know, if when I had my store, I had several great girls that worked with me for about 20 years. And, you know, I took out the trash. I cleaned the bathrooms. Whatever needed to be done. I think it's example driven.
Right.
And I think you have to earn people's respect by respecting them and doing the things that you would ask them to do as well. And so I love a servant's heart. I also like someone, we've got a, you know, our president and CEO, Miss Amy New. She has a wonderful leadership style. She is not, she lets everybody do their job. She comes in when needed, does what she needs to do. She's strong, but she does it in such a diplomatic way that you just love it. You're like, I love that, whatever it was, because the way she handles it is beautifully. And she is all about the staff and getting to know you. What is your family? What's your life like? What do you love? What do you do? Just, I've always said, if I ever wrote a book, I think it would be called People, Patience, and Perseverance, because to me, your entire life is about people first, God first, people, patience, and persevering.
Yeah.
And so I like a leadership style that is just a servant's heart. That's my favorite.
And speaking of writing a book, I'm not an author, and I couldn't write a book if you paid me, but I was with a friend back right after college, and it was after 9/11, and things were going on, and you know, everybody come together at 9/11, and a couple of years later, it seems like we're back to the old selfish ways and some that we sometimes get in. And I said, you know what? If I ever had to write a book, it would be called All You Need Is Love. And I think is there a Beatles song called All You Need Is Love?
I think the Beatles? So, yes.
But that's really all you need. And servant's heart, you got to have love for people and compassion to help. And that I like those leadership styles. What you said, and you said something that I had already written down. Do not ask someone to do something you're not willing to do.
Absolutely.
And
not.
So when you ran a business, you were doing everything.
Yes.
And that way your employees saw you were willing to do anything. So if you ask them to do it, they're not going to have a problem doing it because
exactly.
You're willing to do it. I think influence is really important, but when I say influence, it's positive influence. Mm-hmm. And if you have influence, if you can influence people, then they will not only follow you as a leader, but they will try to learn from you.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always said that a good leader is only a good leader if they have good leaders under them.
Yes.
Good leaders following them. And so I love leadership. I think micromanaging is the worst thing
absolutely.
A boss or somebody can do. I've been working since I was, I started when I was 16. Actually, my first paid, structure job was at the County Highway Department here in Putnam County, and I love those days. I worked 4 summers with those guys, and they're great guys. But I've been working since I was 16, and I'm 40 now, so I've got some time in, and I've never seen a micromanager succeed. I've always seen a leader succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And even back then, I knew that leadership is what you need to be successful. Building relationships is so big on leadership. I mean, if you can't build a relationship with someone and then, as you said, trust you, mm-hmm. develop that trust, they're not going to follow and they're not going to work with you. And I hate to use the word follow, but being a leader is having people work with you and follow your lead. And then you become, to me, you become one group working for the same goal.
Yes.
Communication.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have communication, you cannot succeed. And then empathy is a big part. And so I learned the big difference between sympathy and empathy going through leadership. Empathy is putting yourself in the same place as this person.
Absolutely.
And putting yourself in their shoes and trying to learn what they've been through. Sympathy is good too,
mm-hmm.
But empathy is one of those things where you can really learn how it is in somebody else's shoes. And I think that's a big part of leadership.
Well, I think that when you think about empathy, it's knowing where someone comes from,
mm-hmm.
where they're coming from, why, maybe what affects their personality traits, their leadership style. It helps you to be able to understand a little better.
Yep.
You know, getting that relationship.
Sure.
It's all about relationships.
It is.
And I've been working since I was 15, Ben, but I'm not going to tell you how old I am now. Thank you very much.
Well, you look the same age as me, so I'm going to assume
you're
40.
My new best friend.
Can you stay with me one more segment?
Yes.
All right. We've got one more segment. We'll be back in just a moment on Trending with Jeannie Spurlock. Welcome back to Trending. This is my last segment, unfortunately, with Jeannie Spurlock from the Chamber. She's been wonderful. If you don't know Jeannie, go see her. Did not know about JJ Jacks. I know I took taking my wife there a couple of times. I did not know you were JJ Jacks. I learned something else today,
okay.
But that was a great place.
Thank you.
Wasn't a whole lot for me in there, and I don't think it was designed that way, but my wife loved it. So
great.
We used to go there several times. But we were talking about leadership styles. One of my favorite, and I'm not a big reader. I don't know why. When I was a kid, I read more, but when I got to be an adult, I guess I felt like I didn't have time. You know, the Bible, obviously, is one of my most important reads. But after that, I just didn't read a lot. So when I got into Leadership Academy, you're supposed to read one book a month.
Mm, wow.
Well, my favorite out of all of them was Greater Than Yourself by Steve Farber. And the reason it was is because it talked about basically having a servant's heart. And the author, Steve Farber, tells a story where the goal of a leader is to help others. And the others are the teammates that the leader has, the employees that the leader has, the colleagues, and what you're helping them do is become more capable, become confident, not arrogant, but confident in what you're doing, and accomplished. And when they feel like a sense of accomplishment has happened, then they figure out who they are as a person. Mm-hmm. And then they can then become their own leader, and they can become a leader for others. So he just talks about expanding yourself, giving yourself, and replicating yourself. And I would, if you ever have time to read, it was one of my favorite books that we've read. And we read, like I said, 12.
Wow.
There were a couple in there that didn't have anything to do with me. I told the guys, like, take that book out. It's more of a sales pitch. I'm not going to give you the author's name because he's very popular, but mm-hmm. it was more of a sales pitch for his next book.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I don't like that book. But those leadership styles are so important. Again, building relationships, communicating, having compassion and empathy, building somebody up. And one word I didn't mention last segment is empowering people.
Yes.
And I said that in one of my classes. I said, I want to empower people. I want people to believe in themselves and believe in others and believe that good is still here and yes. that we can accomplish good together. And that was something big for a leader. So I love the leadership thing. I love going through that. And I can't wait to go through Putnam Leadership. So I'll be ready. I want to talk a little bit more about you, Jenny, if you got time.
Sure.
I know that Leadership Putnam is a big part of what you're doing, but what else do you do at the Chamber?
I am the executive assistant to Miss Amy New, our CEO and president, which is an awesome thing that I get to do. Love working with her. And actually, everybody at the Chamber, we've got a lot of millennials, and they kind of refer to me as their den mother. I like to take care of everybody. So I pretty much... I have the executive assistant job. I have a leadership Putnam job, but I do a whole lot of other things just because I want to and I enjoy it. I don't really think that your job description ever covers everything you need to do. I don't have any problem helping out in any way. I'm also the resident decorator whenever we have any kind of event or anything that we need to plan for. Love that part. So that gives me that event planning need that I have. And so it's a pretty good bunch of stuff. I love it.
Well, and I've had Amy on, Amy New. She's mm-hmm. We're so glad she's back home.
She's awesome.
And she is awesome. But everybody at the Chamber is awesome. Like, Molly's been on, and now you're here, and I want to continue to have others on. Caitlin hadn't been on yet, and they keep telling me about how awesome. I know Caitlin a little bit, but I want to have her on.
Yes.
The group, the Chamber, first of all, the Chamber has been wonderful for years. It's one of the reasons Putnam County is as successful as it is, and people want to come and live here.
Yes.
But I don't feel like I've ever seen a better group of people.
We have such a great group of people. I love every one of them. We're all people. We all have differences and all of that. But for the most part, we are more of a family environment there. I feel like we mostly have each other's backs. And so, it's been a wonderful transition for me from what I was doing before with my store. I said I was selling pocketbooks and shoes before. Now I'm selling Cookville. So, that's works out well.
Is it a team effort with Leadership Putnam? Are you pulling in other people from the Chamber?
Oh, definitely. Molly Brown's wonderful. She spoke at my Quality of Life Day. She's fantastic. Stephen Crook, Economic Development. He always leads off that day, Business and Economic Development. Oh, they're all willing to help, and they love being involved, and they give me referrals, and they give me ideas. And actually, Molly Brown's the one that got me set up with you so that we could do this interview. So, yes, we do help each other.
Good. Tell me a little bit about what you do outside of the Chamber, your family. What do you like to do for fun? I know you're passionate about the Chamber work, mm-hmm. but you got to do something else besides.
Yes, I'm very busy in my personal life as well. First of all, I'm obsessed with cooking and entertaining. That's one of my favorite things. So I have a wonderful network of friends, and we get together as often as we can, especially now with COVID, but we get together quite often. I have one cat. Her name is Grayson, and she's awful but wonderful at the same time. And I have a son, and then I have another son by love. Mm-hmm. I have three daughters by love. And when I say by love, they're not my biological daughters, but they are.
True.
And I have one grandson by love named Liam Jackson Standifer. And oh my goodness, I wish I could show you pictures. So anyway, I have a very full life. I go to Jefferson Avenue Church of Christ. I think I'm going to stay there. Let's see. I've only been there Oh gosh, I'm telling my age now. I'm not going to tell you when I started. I've only been there for 50 years. So I think I'm going to stay there. I love my church family. I'm very driven. I like having things going on all the time. Love what I'm doing now. I always call it, this is my third life. I was a director of finance and administration for 13 years to begin with at the Human Resource Agency years ago.
Okay.
Had a little couple jobs in between. Had my store for 20 years, and this will be my third life, and my retirement party will be at Hooper and Huddleston Funeral Home. And so hopefully the chamber will see me out.
Well, I hope that's a long ways away.
Me too.
Because one reason, obviously, and this is really the first time you and I've got, I guess, got to talk, and I'm sold. You're a wonderful person, so you've influenced me to do even better. But thank you for what you're doing for us and what you're doing for the community. And director of finance at UCHRA.
Yes.
So, of course, I'm an accountant. Mm-hmm. I think I've said that before on the show and got my degree in accounting. And I love finance. Now, I'm not the CPA kind where all I do is numbers.
Right.
I like to look at projections and stuff and think about different ways to do things. More of a analytical approach, mm-hmm. I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. But you had staff, right?
I had a staff of 10.
So yes. you were a leader then?
Yes.
So basically
from a pretty young age.
Yeah, so the reason I bring it up is you're over the leadership Putnam program and it looks like you're qualified. Because if you did finance administration and you were the director of, like, the finance director, I would say, in this department, you mm-hmm. had employees mm-hmm. and you had to manage 10 employees
and $20 million budget at that time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you've got that experience and then you go run your own business. Mm-hmm. So I think it's great that you're in that position. They're lucky to have you.
Thank you. I'm fortunate to have it. Thank you.
I hope that we get to continue to work together. If you need something from me, let me know. Of course, I got 2 years left on the commission, so my time might be running out. I don't know, but just, you know, always depend on us. The relationships I'm building, continue to build with, like, the chamber and other people in the community is, to me, priceless.
Well, and I'm so glad we got to talk today because I want to also congratulate you on your nomination to the Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. And now I'm very excited about having you on board.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That's something that I was surprised by myself because I don't feel like I'm worthy to be on a board of people that way. There's so many good people serving this community that have so much passion and so much. They're so much smarter than I am.
No, you. I'm thrilled. You're going to be excellent.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I look forward to working with you in that capacity as well as anything else you need because I don't want to be a one-dimensional person. Just me being on the board, I want to be able to access the other I have passion to serve as like you do.
Yes.
And I just want to be able to continue to access that because I feel like I'm not going to be worthy if I don't do that. So, again, thank you for being here. Thank you for
Ben.
You've made my day. I hope everybody's enjoyed trending. I got one thing to say. I got two things to say. Nick, thank you for being my producer. You do a great job. The other thing is be kind to people. When you turn the radio off today or when you finish listening to the show, go out and smile at somebody and thank them for being in the world because God put them here for a reason. I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.